Hello and welcome to episode 7 of What's This Podcast.
Lucky number 7.
Oh, you're going to interrupt me already. That's so rude. I am Jillian, the travel agent, and right here is...
Matthew.
The not travel agent.
Not a travel agent.
Thank you for the interruptions, Matthew.
Not a travel agent. Is that okay that I'm not a travel agent?
That is perfectly okay. The more less or the less people that are travel agents, the merrier for me, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Am I right or am I right?
I just don't know.
I am so right.
Sure, sure
thing. All the time.
All the time. Trust me.
Hello, all.
Hey, listeners.
How you doing? Good. How are you? Fine. All right. Now that we got the pleasantries out of the way.
That wasn't very pleasant.
I didn't say pleasantries. I just said pleasantries.
Okay.
We exchanged pleasantries. We can move on. Let's move on.
Moving on.
Moving on.
Moving on up.
So, we have nothing for you today. Yep. Just kidding.
No news. No news is good news.
Well, we don't do news because fuck that. Everybody else does news. You can listen to other podcasts if you want news. This is olds. We'll do the olds.
If you want the news.
That's kind of what we're doing. We're doing the olds, not the news.
If you want the news, watch the news.
Yeah. Just fucking flip to all the channels that no one ever watches. Get over it.
The olds. That's funny.
The olds because we're doing extinct attractions, but I have a little bit of a tidbit to do today since we don't have any jibber jabber planned at least.
We're doing the olds because we're afraid of change.
I don't like change. That's me.
I know who it was.
That's who said it. So today, since we don't have any like crap to talk about, I'm going to go through a bit of this day in Disney history before we move on to our finale.
Did you say this day?
Oh, this day in Disney history. There's a lot of disses. This day in Disney history. There we go. Boom.
That works.
All right. So I guess I'll just start because fuck it, right?
Yeah, why not? I mean,
so today is March 28th. And I'm doing that because I was going to do March 30th, but too bad there's not a whole lot of happenings on March 30th as far as Disney history goes.
No, you just pulled back the curtain. You don't have to do that for these folks.
I just did it.
You did, but you don't have to.
I'm telling them because March 28th is what I'm reading off, so I don't want you to get the dates all fucked up.
March 28th, you didn't have to tell them that you were going to do March 30th, but you're not.
Yeah, but it is March 30th technically while they're listening to this.
Unless they listen to it after then. They could have discovered us after.
Could be March 30th, 2097.
They definitely didn't discover us before.
No, unless... No. It's quite impossible.
Sure is.
It's impassable. Nothing's impossible.
Unpossible.
No, not unpossible. It's impassible.
We're unstoppable.
Mission impassable.
All right, get to what you're saying.
Okay. So, March 28th, 1941, we're going to do a little bit of throwbacks to the cartoonies today. March 28th, 1941, the Disney short A Gentleman's Gentleman featuring Pluto is released. This is directed by Clyde Geronimi. Mickey Mouse sends Pluto out to get the Sunday paper, but the pooch loses the dime in a grate. His effort to retrieve the coin with bubblegum only makes things messy.
What?
Messy.
I don't know what's going on.
Anyways, we're going to watch that cartoon and...
Is it like Pluto's first appearance? What makes it so special?
It was just released that day.
So nothing special.
No. But you want to watch that before I move on to any other Disney history? Or do you want me to continue and then we'll go from there?
Ah, we should have thought this out.
Let's watch it and then we'll get back to it. Sure do.
All right.
Here we go. By the way, we put all the videos on our watch page on the website.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
If anybody wants to peruse these videos that we're talking about.
They're organized by episode 2.
Yeah, so it's super easy to watch them.
Easy peasy.
Lemon peasies. I remember these old cartoons.
It's fucking
we watched
forever.
Them in like the hotels play them all the time.
I wish the hotels still played these ones.
I know. I think they play like the new ones only now.
I don't like the new ones. Mickey and
the
his
new
friends,
ones are funny. They're like perverted,
but they're drawn funny. I think these ones were perverted too, weren't they?
A wonderful morning to stay in bed.
Wait, so you've seen this?
I just saw this part.
Come in. Oh.
When I was looking up the video. James.
Who?
Yes.
James.
My breakfast.
Oh, his breakfast brought in by James. That's Pluto.
Why did it?
I'm confused.
Very good.
Oh.
You may serve.
Serve? I wish my dog did this.
Thank you, James Pluto.
Why is he called James? Is this a different dog?
No, that's Pluto.
What the hell is going on?
He's very well trained. He can pour coffee.
Oh, he's getting the sugar.
Oh, one lump or two?
Two lumps, please. Two lumps. That's a lot of sugar. Mickey has diabetes.
This is early, Mickey. He doesn't have it yet.
No, he's like onset, early onset.
No cream. Oh. Now, my good man.
No cream.
No under cream.
Lactose intolerant. The Sunday
paper. My good man. Now be careful and don't lose it. He's a dog. Nope. He doesn't want to lose it. Better not swallow it either. That'd be my concern, but, you know, well, Mickey doesn't give a shit about James.
It's a cartoon. So this, okay.
He's eating the dime and flipping it.
So this is how James died.
Oh.
And we got Pluto.
Pluto looks exactly the same as James. Oh, he didn't catch the dime with his tongue.
You
Where'd
missed.
It go? Oh boy, here it goes. Oh boy, oh boy.
Rolling on the ground. Just fucking get it.
Just pick it up. Pick it up, 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 pick it up. Come on.
Can he not pick it up
grab
off the ground?
Grab it. Oh, boy, it's like the popsicle stick on the ground. You just can't grab it.
What are you talking about, a popsicle stick on the ground?
Yeah, like you can't pick it up.
I've never had that problem.
Like, he's biting it. Oh, he got it.
He should use his tongue.
Oh, no. He's going to drop it again. Oh, he's going to run out the drain. Oh. Boy, it's really teasing him. Oh, it went down the drain. Oh, and his mouth stuck to the drain.
Is that a drain?
Sewage. Great.
Yeah.
That's more like it.
It's our job to describe what we're seeing to these folks, and we have to be as accurate as possible.
I'm doing it. You're not saying anything.
I don't have to do it if you're doing it.
Oh, I can't grab the dime. He's just so close.
About an inch short.
Oh. You can't get it. Oh, no, he's going to try his tail. His tail's even shorter. Silly dog. Oh, tail failed.
At least the tail felt bad about it.
Oh, no, he's crying.
'Cause 10 cents was a lot of money back then.
Oh, no. Oh, the poor doggy. Oh. Gum. Oh, why is there a lock on the gumball machine?
So you
is someone
can't steal
gonna
it.
Steal them? That's a little silly. Oh, but how's he gonna buy gum without
have
the dime?
A dime to
He's
buy
gonna
the gum.
He's steal it. Oh, he's shaking it. Oh, it didn't work. It
doesn't quite work like that.
Sometimes it works.
I've never seen it work.
All he has to do is find a little kid that will buy one for him. But then he could just take the dime. Oh, there he goes. He
could just use his tail.
Oh, shit. All the gumballs came out. Better grab that one
just need
that's
one.
Left.
Just need one.
Yum, 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 yum.
That was a gross noise.
So gross. Okay, he put the gum on his tail. His tail's gonna go under the sewer again.
What year did you say this was?
1941.
The animation is very good for 1941.
It is really good.
He got it. With
oh,
the gum.
He got it. And now it's stuck to his tail with the gum. Oh, no!
Oh, gross.
That looked like it hurt.
He didn't care.
And now he's gotta get the newspaper, put the dime in the thing. Okay. Oh, he could have just grabbed that newspaper. He didn't need to put the dime in.
Isn't that cute?
He could have stole the newspaper.
Instead of stealing a million gumballs.
My, what a smart dog.
Aw, he is smart. He's so cute.
Why, he looks like a thoroughbred. Such poise.
What kind of dog is Pluto?
He's a cartoon dog.
I wish he was a real dog. I'd want one. What those... Oh, shit. What happened? We blew a fuse?
Power went out.
All of them? Uh-oh, that's not good. Your thing's still on.
It's running on battery power.
Holy crap. Sorry, folks. Power's back on now. We just had a little delay there, I guess.
That was
nothing new for this show, right?
Fucking weird.
Fucking hazards everywhere.
You know what sucked the most about it is the power went out, and then we just had to keep sitting in these seats for 23 hours until it came back
just
on.
Just total pitch black.
So that we could bring you this podcast.
Just sitting in my same clothes. Didn't go to work.
We stink. We haven't gotten up. We haven't eaten. We haven't drinking anything.
You're welcome, everybody.
Holy shit. Just to bring you a podcast on time.
All right. Let's go back to the video.
All right.
I'm waiting forever for it.
Mickey Mouse, Pluto, a gentleman's gentleman. I went back a little bit, so there's still going to be like a
yeah, whatever. Slight. Just play it.
Somebody's just fucking walking.
Oh, he's tripping.
He's got long legs. Cute. He tripped up on
him. No, he dropped the whole newspaper. Oh, he got it back together. What a good puppy. Oh, Pluto! Wait. There's a Pluto comic on the newspaper.
But his name's James.
Oh, shit. Is this how Pluto got his name? His new name? He's like old, though.
He has a different collar, too.
Yeah, that's different. Maybe he's a different dog. He looks the same except for his collar. His collar's green and Pluto's is red. Oh, he's cracking up about the Pluto comic.
Well, that's how I laugh. You can't hear me. Oh, no. It blew away.
Shit. Oh, shit. Get the newspaper. You've gone through hell for it.
Whoa. Pluto, James, you've put all this effort in.
James, Pluto. They should have James meeting in the parks. Can I meet Pluto? No, this is James.
This is James, sorry.
If you want to meet James or go away? I'm going to grab that newspaper, James.
What about all the ones you're not covering?
That is your real name. Oh, he stabbed it with his tail. Oh, he caught it with his ears. What a magnificent dog.
He's very talented.
Oh, and it's blowing away anyways. Oh my god, the newspaper's like dancing away. It's mocking him.
It's like a tornado. It's a sentient newspaper.
It just wants to get away. Oh, now it's in the mud and it's really useless.
It doesn't want to be red.
He looks just like Pluto in the comic.
Oh my gosh. Is that where he got the name?
He just called him Pluto. I'm very confused. Are you confused?
He totally called him James.
He said James, I heard him.
Maybe it was a joke. Maybe James is like a reference to him being
maybe
like
that's a butler or something of an old timey show. Jeeves? Did he say Jeeves? He could have said Jeeves.
He might have.
Wow, the whole thing. We just did a whole commentary on James, and it was totally
wrong. We thought
wrong.
It was James. The end.
The end.
Mickey didn't even give a shit.
Great. Wonderful.
After all that, he didn't even care.
I don't think he's named James either, so that was very confusing.
Holy
crap.
Guacamole. What the fuck?
All right, the next one we're going to March 28th, 1953. Disney releases the animated Goofy short, Father's Day Off. Directed by Jack Kinney. Goofy's wife leaves Goofy at home to attend to the household chores. With Goofy in charge, anything could possibly go wrong. And it does. Okay.
Wait, so Goofy can't do anything, correct?
He's basically can't be a housewife. Makes sense. He's not a woman.
That's right.
So that's shouldn't right. be left at home to do things. That's just ridiculous. All right, let's go.
I press play. Now we have to go home. Boring of his intro.
Oh, there's Goofy.
That's who it's starring. That's not fair. The other one was starring Pluto and had Mickey.
And that was James.
James,
Jennifer.
Mickey, Pluto.
James, Jonathan, Pluto the first.
Jeeves.
Father's
right,
Day
Jack
off.
Kinney.
Jack Kinney. I don't know that. I feel like I've heard that name, but I don't know.
I think we've all heard it. I just like that it's
what
an
does
HD.
That mean? It is an HD.
What does what mean?
What, I think we all know. Sure like, was that?
I don't know.
That's not Max.
Looks like him.
What's a little housework?
All right.
You're about to find out.
Goodbye.
Bye, bye.
You're driving very fast. In reverse.
Yeah. She's a woman, so she can't drive. So she backed over the entire backyard and over the neighbor's tree. Oh. Sounds like she hit the neighbor's house. There we go.
She made it.
She made it, barely.
That's surprising.
God, this is already misogynistic. Oh, I spilled Lester, milk all over the goddamn table.
Let me tell you.
Oh, the cat's
that's
gonna
smart. The cat will clean it up.
Half the time it takes your mother.
Ew, there was a whole chicken in that sandwich.
Not that's fine.
Like a live chicken.
Says. Yeah.
A little efficient organization, I say is.
I say is.
Oh, shush.
That's the secret. No
oh, he's just cutting his hair with the hat
any
on.
Man that can run a business can,
Milkman!
Didn't he put a bowl over his hat?
Oh, he kissed him. The milkman kisses his wife?
Kisses all the wives. That's the whole thing.
It is.
Well, it's not. I don't know if it's real, but that's... No one trusted the mailman. Oh,
the fridge broke.
There you are. Now run along to school.
It's not Goofy's voice.
No,
it's weird.
No school today, because it's Saturday.
Oh, no.
Well, you'll be a lot of help to Daddy around the house.
Probably not. He's a fat fuck. He's just crooked-ing everything.
Well, he does like a Goofy house.
Oh, he does. He dusted the table, and it went back down. And it's dusty again.
House work is hard work, she said.
He just ran the dishes through the water, and that's it.
George, you know better.
George,
put him right back into the
yeah, didn't dry
the
him.
Cabinet. Didn't dry him.
Oops. Oh. He didn't wipe off the crayon. He wiped off the wallpaper.
As we left John with a crushed viscerus and a fractured clavicle, he was crawling toward Marcia.
I hope he's got to listen to his stories.
Marcia, whose failing eyesight could no longer stand the strain of lacing her insane.
He's into the soap opera.
He started crying. He's got no idea what context it's in.
He doesn't even know what the hell the story's about. Oh, is that the milkman again? Is he going to kiss him? Ooh, that was a good one. Hope the next one just like bends him over and starts railing him.
That would be,
like, this is a little over the top.
Boy.
Doggone dog.
The puppy's so cute. He has, like, long ears. He's so cute.
It's like a Cocker Spaniel.
Oh, I always wanted one. Oh, Jesus, he's making more of a mess than he's cleaning.
It's funny because Goofy's a dog.
Oh, that's true. Oh, skunk. Poor cat. I think it's a skunk. Oh, laundry's all over the yard and the roof now. Good job.
Well, I'll just run them through.
Oh, we have a laundry machine.
I'll just run them through the washing machine.
Why does it make all those noises?
Oh, there's a kitten there.
The kitten.
Don't play with
Whoopsie.
The washing machine.
Yeah, don't play with the washing machine.
You could die in there, kid.
Wish he had.
Is that Max? That's really not Max.
Ow. Said George.
No, where did she keep that vacuum?
Vacuum them.
Why is everything so
disorganized and messy?
It's all just placed in the closet.
Oh boy. Oh, vacuum's going wild.
Stay right where you are. I'll get you.
What the fuck?
Now you march.
That
right
stupid
in there and
kid gets in every appliance.
How does he
How you get in the bag of the fucking vacuum?
He's taking a bath, making a mess.
Oh, he's gonna flood the bathroom here. Dog's still being
a shithead.
He's just
gonna vacuum up the water, I bet.
Uh-oh.
Get!
Why does the dog have to leave?
Get! Nope, it's
time
for a try.
Don't miss your stories. Nope.
As John's limp body slipped beneath the cold, cold waters of Old North Bay...
Oh, God. Wait, listen. Oh. The house is flooded.
Where am I? He gulped.
Oh, that looks fun.
I thought I told you.
There isn't even any water in the tub.
The what, man?
He's just coming to get some kisses.
Yeah, he brought a dress. Kiss him. Oh, he left without kissing him. Not sure that's how it works.
So it was a shrunken dress. And
he just irons it. It's all better.
Full size all of a sudden.
Yeah. Anybody home?
Is she gonna kiss him?
Nope. He's hoping.
Would you watch little Betty Jo for a moment?
Oh, God, stupid baby.
I have here a handy little gadget that no housewife in her right mind would be without.
What is it?
It's a pen.
It mashes. It smashes.
I'll take it.
He just burned through the ironing board.
Mm-hmm. Stupid baby. Shut the hell up.
No, it's not even his baby.
Yeah. All right. I'll have it call you.
What a fucking
Why do you have
mess.
Bells inside your house?
Why are the bells ringing by themselves?
Oh, yeah.
One more step and I'll plug you. Drop it.
Help!
Oh, Jesus.
Harder, please!
Oh, no.
The phone was on the stories. And now the operator thinks someone's... Mommy's home.
Mommy's
she drove
home.
Right through the fucking house.
Right through the house.
God forbid she know how to drive.
Hello?
It's a one... Everything's fine.
How
just sitting near... Why
her
isn't she a dog?
Gloves.
She's like, what? Just fine.
The house was burned down. You just drove right through it. I don't think she called the fire department. I think she called the murder department.
She calls the police and the fire department shows up.
And just put hoses everywhere. I thought it was flooded already. can happen.
You open the door and everything went out the window.
Oh, yes.
The door.
Where's the body?
Oh, it's Pete.
Body? What body?
Body. Oh, oh shit.
Oh.
Hold it, Mac. That's good.
My stupid husband can't do anything right. I just drove through the fucking wall. Alright, that was weird.
That's when cartoons are good.
Yeah. I like that.
Me too.
Stupid
I also
women.
Liked it.
Alright, I'll just sort of run through a few more things before we get to
Horizons.
Sure,
now
we're going to
talk about Horizons.
Did you like the cartoons?
Yeah, I really liked cartoons back then.
Yeah,
like, I liked
I
Looney
like...
Tunes and all the cartoons when there was violence. And
yeah, or Tiny Toons.
Well, Tiny Toons were good too, but they weren't as good as the other ones.
What else? I just wanted to run through some other things that happened this day.
This day that's now yesterday because of the power outage?
Nope, it's still today. March 28th, 1978, they wrote this down. I don't know why. Disney World is visited by 85,123 guests on this day. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
That
I didn't
exact
care.
Well, maybe on that one day, I guess, is a lot, huh?
Maybe back then it's a lot.
I guess. I mean, who fucking cares?
Don't they have like 100,000 people going daily now?
Pretty much. I don't know.
What's maximum capacity? Do you know that?
I have no idea. I don't like numbers. I avoid them.
That's good.
March 28th, 1987, the very first...
folks want to hear out of their travel agent.
Money is different than just numbers. Like 85,000 million people. I don't give a shit about that. May I continue?
Yeah.
Thank you. First Disney store opens March 28th, 1987. What was the other one? Well, I don't care about the Atlanta Braves. The Sorcerer's Hat opened March 28th, 2001. Do you miss it?
Do I miss it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
No, I don't think anybody does.
I don't care.
It says it replaced the Eiffel Tower. It didn't replace it. If anything, it just blocked the view of it, if anything.
I miss the shop that's there now.
The or pins? The,
yeah.
There's pin shops everywhere.
Yeah, but it was a nice place to go cool off for some reason.
No, there's like other places to cool off.
I don't know. I always enjoyed being underneath it. Made me feel like I was wearing a big hat.
You're part of the problem. Not part of the solution. Wetzel's Pretzels opens in downtown Disney in 2003. Like, yeah. Anybody cares?
Is that gone?
Because
that's a problem if that's gone.
I don't
gone.
Know. I think there is a Wetzel's Pretzels. It's just in a new place.
Okay.
Don't care about Hong Kong Disney. 2012, Disney Store celebrates its anniversary. Oh, 2013, Newsies celebrates its first anniversary on Broadway with a pre-Thursday matinee cake cutting at the Nederlander Theater. Well, that's nice. Newsies opened March 29th, 2012, after an acclaimed run at New Jersey's Paper Mill Playhouse. I like Newsies. And I got very excited that Jeremy Jordan was in The Flash.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I totally forgot he was the nerdy guy in Supergirl.
What do you mean you forgot? You didn't know at all?
Well, I didn't make the connection. But are we going to move on? Or
you want to move on?
Yep.
Tell me about Horizons. I don't know much about it.
I don't know. It's so basically we did Carousel of Progress as a prequel because this is a sequel to Carousel of Progress.
No, that I did not know.
You didn't read the show notes?
What show notes?
That I wrote. That we're doing this for the reason of doing an Epcot one next
week. Well,
I'm
saying before this, I didn't know that. Like, what makes it? I guess I'll find out.
Yeah.
But.
Well, that's why we're going to watch it. I don't really know much about it either. I know it's a long Omnimover type. It's kind of like Imagination, I guess. Same kind of vehicle.
So you're in a cart? You're not in a theater?
Right. You're moving. Oh, and this one, I believe you can pick the ending. So you pick, like, on the spaceship or something like that.
Oh, you vote?
Yeah.
Okay, I think I remember hearing about that.
We'll see if that shows it. Maybe it'll show all three of them.
I would imagine so. It's very long.
All right, so we're starting at, like 14 minutes into this video. But if you want to watch any of these videos, we have them on the website at whatsthispodcast.com, and there's a watch page, and you can just go by episode. There's videos for each one.
Yep, most recent at the top.
Should we go through any other stuff, or should we save that?
I don't have any other stuff.
All right, we'll just watch it. Take the trip you've always dreamed of. Woo! All
right.
Yay, I love the Horizons music. Oh, shit.
Oh, naturally. This fucking thing.
Yeah.
So we're walking through the queue. Very,
it looks like...
it's very much like Spaceship Earth.
And Space Mountain.
Space Mountain. Yep, Space
Mission
Mountain.
Space. I see, well, definitely this is where Mission Earth Space is now.
More, though.
Oh, I didn't write... while we're walking through the queue, I'll give you the dates it opened and closed. Since this lady takes a while to walk in through the queue.
Now boarding.
Okay, Horizons opened October 1st, 1983. Closed December 1994. Opened again December 1995 and closed permanently...
The newest and most exciting floating city in the Pacific.
January 9th, 1999.
What the hell is this? I've seen this before. This is in Space Mountain.
No, it's not. By sea train and Skyline. Oh, that looks so cool. So it closed in 1999.
Mesa Verde, the most advanced desert reclamation complex in the Western Hemisphere, invites you to explore its wide range of career possibilities.
Ooh.
Maglev Express service to Mesa Verde leaves every 30
minutes. Mesa Verde, that's where I'm moving.
Bravo Centauri.
Mesa Verde.
Newest of the exciting Centauri series of space stations. Oh. Offers remarkably rewarding opportunities.
It's like spaceship monorails. Huh?
Bravo Centauri, that's in...
Oh, is it?
Space shuttle yeah.
Maybe it's just a throwback. The queue's pretty cute. There's little lights and stuff everywhere. Like, it looks like you're in a spaceship, kind of. Now boarding Horizons. Woo!
That's us.
There's a lot of people getting on.
I wonder where we're going on this trip. Oh, they're going in through the exit.
Oh my god, there's a moving belt. Oh boy. Everybody take your seats. Hurry up, hurry up.
The doors of your vehicle will close automatically. Please remain seated with your hands and arms inside the vehicle at all times.
How would you have your hands out and not your arms? Or vice versa.
Like this.
Horizons 1 is now departing. Our final destination today, the 21st century.
Oh, hey, we're there already.
Some destination.
Hey, I'm already
there. We made
it.
That's
right. Wait till you see the new towns of tomorrow.
Look at all the lights.
Desert farms and floating cities.
Even colonies
in space.
It's like we're going through a cosmic storm.
This isn't exactly the first time anyone's tried to make this trip. People have been dreaming about the future for centuries.
Ooh, I like it. It looks like in Look Who's Talking, when the beginning, when like they're getting busy. No,
I don't remember that.
Well, here's the stuff dreams were made of.
Oh, it's
several
stuff.
Hundred years ago.
It's so funny to think of now as
it's
the future.
It's always fun looking back at tomorrow.
I don't know what we're looking
on,
at here.
I'll
I guess.
Show you what I
oh,
mean.
It's a bunch of lasers and stuff.
It's just yeah,
video.
And it's all old-fashioned flying contraptions that probably didn't work.
It'll never work.
Well, that's a spaceship heading for the moon, so maybe that one didn't work.
That one's underwater, I think. I don't
that
know what the fuck
that
is.
An umbrella. So, that one's
yeah,
birds.
That probably won't work.
There's the grand old man himself.
Who?
Jules Verne.
Jules Verne.
This is the way a moonshot looked to him back in the late
1800s. Oh, he's in a rocket ship. Is that Figment? What the hell? Oh, it's a puppy.
He had all the answers, but he had the
the puppy!
He was just a little ahead of his time.
I've seen that guy.
You seen Jules Verne?
Probably. Looks, his animatronic looks familiar. He looks like a president.
He definitely probably is.
Oh, the moon. It looks like the one from...
The Figment,
Figment.
Moon. But the new Figment.
Yeah. So creepy. Ooh, hologram. Oh, that definitely looks like the moon from Figment.
That definitely is the moon from Figment. Different
it's an
face,
old
though.
Woman, though, yeah. All right, why does she have her eye blocked? That's fucking weird.
It's an asteroid.
All right, this is so weird.
Or a telescope.
Creepy.
Or something.
Why is her face on the moon? Oh, the man on the moon.
You know,
if you believe.
Me.
Some pretty fantastic views of the
France.
Future.
And some pretty mixed
no,
up ones, too.
This is a Jules Verne story.
Oh. Well, it's in France, because there's the Eiffel Tower. It's not done yet, but...
Very steampunk-esque.
Yeah, I like that. There's a lot of paintings that are moving, kind of. It's not like a 3D, it's kind of like 2D. It's very interesting. I'm not really sure what I'm looking at, though. I mean...
I don't know how to read French.
If I was on this ride, I'd be like, where am I? Oh! It's people going in and out.
So this is essentially what they imagined the future would be like. This is
yeah,
Jules
like steampunk
imagination that we're seeing.
Oh, is that The Undertaker?
Could be.
Easy living.
Easy
it's
peasy.
It's always been just around the corner.
Oh, look, it's Hugh Hefner.
Certainly is. He's got a robot butler.
Oh, yeah. Vacuum that floor. And when it becomes a reality, it's a dream come true. Oh, is that a robot? Oh, no. It's not. I wonder who that guy is. There's a great big beautiful tomorrow. Oh, look at the bathtub. That's cute.
Oh, there's someone in there.
Sexy. Oh, she's watching TV in the bath. That's so creative.
Bubbles.
Innovative.
Never thought we'd be doing that.
No. And this guy's getting his hair done by a robot.
Now that's something.
And they're, I think they're brushing his shoes or something.
Shoe shine.
Shoe shine and hair done. He's at. Oh, that's his kitchen? Oh, the, oh shit, the robot's making a mess in the kitchen. Or cleaning, but. Oh, the cat's eating the food. Robot is not moving fast enough. We're just in time for the dirty.
They should update Carousel Progress and put that as the last one.
Yeah. Oh, there's some bad stuff going on the video.
The future can be terrifying.
Yeah, I think this is a scary part, just like Figment.
Aliens.
Okay. Ah! What's that?
I don't know.
I don't like it. There's silent films. Okay. There's a guy with rings and stuff.
Oh, it's
oh my God.
Frankenstein. I think this is showing how we have to be careful with technology.
Hey! Arr. Quit stalling. Get back to work.
Oh, the boss was watching from a video.
That's what they do now.
This is an airplane.
A falling airplane. It's not really flying.
I don't know what the hell that is. I'm confused. It's airplanes. Oh, people jumping out of airplanes. Okay, it's getting spooky.
No, it's not. It's like a parachute.
It's like black lights and lasers everywhere.
It's like we're in Las Vegas.
Metropolis. We're in Supermanville.
Metropolis.
Mars and beyond. Oh, the Brady Bunch house.
Tomorrow's living. That's what all the houses are in the future.
Ooh, these. Oh, these look like the Spaceship the Earth video. Oh, it is.
In the private motor port, the family car is automatically
it's pretty similar,
washed,
right?
It's very similar.
Yeah.
And refueled.
Except you're in there instead of
the route
father.
In advance on a push-button selector. Electronics
the Spaceship Earth one is just more contemporarily designed.
Cameras can be accurately checked on a synchronized scanning map. With no driving responsibility, the family relaxes together.
I want to do that.
Oh, nice.
I want to have game night in the car.
Well, they really do have that kind of stuff. Not a game night, but a self-driving
car. It's also like a... Oh, shit, the highway goes like at a 90-degree angle up and down.
It's because you're probably attached to
up,
it.
Down,
on entering the city, the family separates.
Oh, the car
father
separated.
Father to his office, mother and son to the shopping center.
Oh, do they?
Yep. Because that's what the mother
does. They just go shopping every day.
Special purpose roadways.
It's like a slide. Oh,
office
that's fun.
Buildings will combine unique parking
this looks
and
exactly
elevator
like
service.
The Spaceship Earth video. This is so cool. Oh,
oh,
moving on.
Oh, come on.
I love all the black lights and like lasers and stuff. It's so trippy. Ooh, gadgets.
Look at kind of
look, the future from the 50s.
Oh, hey.
Far out, don't you think?
Far
so.
Out.
Wait, so we're just going to the future from different time periods. That's it.
Yes.
This is what the future looked like to all the different time periods. That's
oh.
what this ride is.
Well, that's
all
right. I don't mind that. It's just a lot of traffic in the 50s. That's it. And people disco dancing, I guess.
It's funny how the future for them looks so
Sock
retro
pop.
To us.
Yeah.
Astro Burger?
Astro Burger. UFOs.
Is Astro Burger a real place? It's not an,
probably.
It should be. Instead
yeah.
of the hot dogs underneath Astro or Orbiter, they should have an
no,
Astro
that's
burger.
A launch pad.
They should have an Astro
launch
burger.
Launch pad. It's funny.
Yeah, very funny.
Alright.
I don't care about the 50s future that much.
I can't even see much in here.
Very smoky. Lots of cigarette smoke in there.
Like, again, with the black lights everywhere.
Yeah,
I don't mind.
It's
I'd probably
neon.
Rather it if I were there. The video's like all over the place. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Oh, the speed
oh,
limit
speed
is 200.
200. Yeah. In the future, we get to go faster.
I love going faster.
I suppose people have always dreamed of the future.
I have.
We sure do.
The
I
only
sure
difference
do.
Is that today, with what we know and what we're learning to do, we really can bring our dreams to life.
Well,
it takes a
so
lot of work.
They.
But the truth is,
it takes a lot of work,
if we can dream it, we
can do
it.
Tomorrow's horizons are here today.
Yay.
Oh, okay.
Oh, here goes the rocket.
No. Oh, no. I hope it's not the sad part where the rocket blows up.
Oh, shit. There it goes. He's going, he's going, he's going.
I think that space shuttle is retired.
You think?
They used it for a long time.
Oh.
That's the space station.
Habitats where people live and work.
Aliens.
This is no distant dream. We're at the threshold now.
The threshold.
A computerized view of Earth. Landsat photography providing vital data on agriculture, resources, and ecological concerns. The cityscape.
Yeah, welcome to Earth.
A living tribute to our richest resource. People.
So the Empire State Building.
Yes, yes,
here's
it is.
A new kind of cityscape, the microprocessor.
Ooh,
an
the microprocessor.
Ooh, a computer chip.
On a tiny silicon chip.
Oh, it's so cute. Okay, why are we like
it's so big though?
Looking so in depth of this. Oh,
is that the
Scream?
No, it sounds more
crystals.
Like X-Files.
Inspired by nature, now engineered by man for an ever-growing role in microelectronics. The world of liquid space, oceans of minerals and food
scuba.
Ready to fuel tomorrow's
that's a weird scuba.
Ooh, lasers.
The DNA chain.
Oh, that doesn't really look like DNA.
Life's molecular blueprint.
I love me some DNA.
It's so trippy.
Decoding its secrets is leading us to dramatically improved health.
Ooh.
They found a molecule that'll keep us young forever.
Nah, no one wants that.
I think that's what everyone wants.
Are those apes?
The sun.
Today, the sun.
We're learning that didn't
look anything like the sun.
Limitless energy.
Limitless.
What you've just seen are the building blocks for the future up ahead.
Ooh.
And while it may look fantastic, remember, it's all possible.
That's right.
And we ought to know. We live
are
there.
They in front of a
come
curtain?
On, take a look at 21st
no,
century
I guess it's
living.
The in-between.
On land and sea and even
you know
out
what
in
bugs
space.
Me the most?
But let's start off
what?
At our
is that
place.
Ellen's energy adventure is still there and this isn't.
I mean, Ellen's isn't bad. It's not getting any better, but like this could have stayed over that.
Yes.
What bothers me is Mission Space takes up all this damn room when they had this wonderful ride with all this shit in it, and now it's just fucking you sit in one little pod and spin around. Like, who the fuck wants that instead?
I like
oh, look, it's
Space.
John.
But I don't think it should have taken over this.
John and Rover. I don't know what John's saying.
She's talking to our daughters.
Oh, they're like Skyping.
I thought it was a hologram.
Oh, yeah.
That's our daughter she's talking to. She's doing wonders out there on one of those desert farms.
Desert farm. She's like yoga. Yoda. Not yoga.
Yeah, yoga.
Doesn't Yoda do the hologram?
Everyone in the Star Wars universe does the hologram.
Yeah, but he did like a little one like that.
Oh, in his hand?
Maybe.
Yeah.
That's our daughter. Okay. She's doing wonders in the desert.
We thought she would die, but she's just thriving out there.
I can hardly wait till little Michael starts getting involved.
Where's Jimmy?
Didn't you hear her? She said, little Michael.
I know. Where the hell's Jimmy?
He's in the past.
Now where are we going? Someone's living room?
I wanted to see their paint.
Are those hats? That's a lot of hats. If they are hats.
I thought they were... They look, I guess they could be, some, but I thought they were plants.
Oh, there's plants, too, growing from the walls. Oh, God, John looks awful.
John, you're really aging.
He's seen better days. Oh, they are plants. They're carrots and stuff. All growing on the walls. That's crazy. That should be able to happen. I don't see why it can't.
I'm fairly certain that it can.
Yeah.
Oh, that's NBC.
Oh, hey. Okay.
Showing a little flying car. Is that what that is?
Someone's carport.
Hanging fruit? vegetables.
It's just there. Was this their vegetable room or something? Oh, maybe it's the desert farm.
This is the desert farm. What do you need a desert farm for?
It's all inside.
You can just grow all the shit inside anyways.
This looks like the E.T. ride.
Look at that, will you? A few years ago, this was all barren desert. No crops, no irrigation.
Are those Millennium Falcons?
They look like they could be.
Oh, it's thundering.
They must be weather devices that change the weather.
Oh, God, they're controlling the weather. This is crazy.
We do not. We do that now.
We do?
Yeah. We don't admit to it, but we do.
Why would they want thunder?
It's the rain they want.
I wonder where all these animatronics went. This bitch in the yellow jumpsuit with a huge ass.
They use it for,
Who the hell's that guy?
I don't know who that guy is.
I don't know who that is. Nice ass. There's some sort of spaceship, like,
it like looks like the one
Anakin's, right? Yeah. It's a pod racer or whatever.
When he drove in the first one.
Yeah.
When he saved everybody.
Standby, robots.
I've been standing by for quite some time now. This cameraman is a pervert. He keeps zooming in on her butt.
He's like, nice ass. I like that. Alright, enough with the farm. Oh, for the love of God.
That must be their daughter.
She's desert farming.
You know, this really makes me proud.
Me too.
And you wanted her to go to law school.
Boo.
But do you suppose they ever miss the fun of the city?
Oh, I think they get their share right here.
Where?
Uh-oh. What are you going
to
show us?
Are we going to the city? Ooh, I like this upbeat music. Oh, the hyena's getting water.
Look like he got slapped in the face by a fish.
Oh, is that thing making food for them?
I can't tell. I can't tell.
Happy birthday.
It's
making
a cake.
La 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 la.
Is that Luke Skywalker?
It did look like him. Is that Mark Hamill? I don't know who that is. They're Skyping and she's rubbing herself with her dad in the other room.
And he's drilling something.
Yeah, he's like working on his car while he's talking to her.
Sounds like Luke
Skywalker. Always just fucking sitting down. What is all that noise? Vacuuming?
Why would she be vacuuming?
Sounds like
robots
it.
That do that.
Oh, our shoes are off.
Oh, that's what that smells.
You're never on time. Ooh. Very funny. All right.
Shouldn't your granddaughter be studying instead of flirting with that beach boy?
Yeah.
He is not a beach boy. He's studying marine biology there on the floating city.
Oh, I thought he was making
Bespin?
Carbs.
Bespin? He's on Bespin? It must have been Luke Skywalker.
It must have been. Is that him?
There he is.
He's working on his damn car. Are they going to show her on the video? Oh, there she is.
Oh, there she is.
Her as a real person. I think. Why did we have to see both of them?
So we know it's real.
Yeah. He really is in a different place.
The camera angles don't work.
No.
It looked like the camera that was
filming. Yeah, was his feet in the water?
Yep.
Yeah. I'll be waiting for you. Tell me about it. All right.
Well, this is a ride I'd probably fall asleep on.
I don't think it's actually this long. I think it's like seven different films and they're all showing different angles. Oh shit, there's people in the basement. Why are they so far down?
What is she doing to that kid? Why is the seal there?
Ah, is the seal gonna kiss the kid? Oh, what happened? Oh, what's he doing? It looks like the seal's like threatening the little kid. Oh, is John still breathing?
That's all he can
absolutely
do.
Absolutely nothing. I don't know what they're teaching these kids. What does that have to do with the seal?
They're teaching scuba diving.
Oh.
Oh.
Rover?
Rover is not a seal's
name.
Oh.
Maybe these were your three options.
It seems like just water was one of your options.
Or desert.
So that means, does the track veer off?
I don't know. I don't really get this. Unless they haven't picked yet. Maybe the ending was just a video.
Floating cities.
Oh,
they're
shit.
Amazing. I mean, whole new industries have developed in them. And under them, mariculture. All sorts of marine mining. Fuels, energy,
and fun.
Remember, and fun.
I'm serious.
Fun. Well, so she really likes fun.
I like
floating
fun.
Cities have opened up whole new ways for people to enjoy their lives, as well as their work.
Oh, there's a seal in the window. I would live in an underwater city. No,
you
I wouldn't.
Would?
No, never.
Would you live in a floating city?
No. I need to be on land.
She's a ground girl.
Yeah. And I need to be, like, near a city, too. I don't like being desolate. I don't like it. Ooh, we underwater now. Is that John again?
That's John. He's everywhere.
He's just reading the goddamn newspaper. Oh, that's not John. He doesn't have a beard or anything.
It's younger John.
Yeah. Ooh,
ooh.
Octopus.
Octopus.
Puss. Ew, it's blinking. Ah, scary but fish. Ah. The big teeth.
This must be one of the endings.
Ooh, lots of scubas. So you have to, like, swim to the other people's houses.
That seems like a lot of work.
Yeah, I don't know about this, people. Doesn't seem great.
Walking is a lot easier than swimming.
Not to mention, air doesn't really kill you as much as water does. Is that a fishy? Oh, that's a... Maybe that was one of the car things.
No, I thought it was a fish.
Yeah. Oh, is that a big bug? Big bug, big
no,
bug.
I think it's a raft.
Ooh. There's always been something sort of mysterious about our oceans.
The
we knew they were
bug
filled
robot.
With valuable gifts for us.
Yeah, water and seaweed.
What a...
Very funny. But seawater has become an excellent source of energy, as well as being
why?
Valuable for desert irrigation.
You can harness the carrot.
Seaweed.
Oh, yeah.
Kelp is a tremendous source of low-cost fuel. Of good
yeah, burn
oceans.
It.
And don't
burn
forget space.
That
we found lots of good things out there, too.
Oh, show me space. I like space.
Space.
Would you live in space?
No.
Why?
I don't like flying.
You wouldn't be flying. Once you got to a certain point, you'd just be
no,
in space.
No, I'd always be flying.
No, you wouldn't. You'd be falling.
I don't want to fall either. I like being Earth.
Live on the space station.
Nope.
Cetus Lapidus, yes I could.
What?
It's from Xena.
Xena?
Xenon.
Xena the warrior princess?
I don't know, but the
Xenon?
Girl of the 21st century, is it Disney?
I don't
Disney
know.
War, Disney Channel original movie?
I didn't get to watch a whole lot of Disney Channel because it wasn't free.
Oh.
So I missed a whole lot. I have to catch up.
I didn't know it wasn't free.
You had free cable anyways.
Not at that point.
Oh shit, that lady's up high. She looks like she's in the Zerg thing.
She's driving a bug.
saying. They're in the middle of space. I don't know what she's doing with them. Oh.
She's dying and he's fixing something.
And it's spinning. The space
station
is...
Yeah, I like the space station. Looks cool.
It's spinning to create gravity.
Ah.
These space colonies are out of this world.
No
shit.
Let's
take a quick look around.
Ooh, let's... Bay 37. What's that? Looks like Weebo.
It's a...
Flubber. It's like Intercolony.
It's a space cruiser.
So we're in their garage?
Yep.
Alright. This is a long-ass ride.
Yeah, it's the way new frontier.
I mean, I'm sure it's not exactly the same.
Hey, maybe you and I ought to move up here.
Yeah.
Oh, what a wonderful idea.
Okay. So,
sarcastic bitch.
You dumb cunt. Just make me another costume. Jesus Christ.
How about I fix up your paint spinner there?
Yeah, let me get you another mixer so I can ruin it.
You bitch. We're just looking at a space station. There's not really much to report on.
I can't even tell what we're looking at.
I just told you. It's the underside.
Is this the space colony?
I mean, it could be.
Looks kind of Epcot-y. Well, what Epcot was supposed to be. Oh, Mickey!
Hidden Mickey.
Yay! Hidden Mickey.
The first one we've seen.
Yeah. It's all lit up. Oh, that looks like a smiley. Smiley. Oh! This lady's biking.
This bitch is riding a bicycle upside down.
Sports and exercise in zero gravity.
It looks like fun. She was upside down.
It is once you get the hang of it.
I want to be in zero gravity. That looks fun.
It would be fun.
I'd probably get sick real fast.
Oh, yeah.
What's she looking at?
Probably porn.
I don't know. She has suitcases.
What is it, Tommy? Look, Mom, I'm flying.
Her dad's
why don't
her.
You try?
Her son's on the ceiling.
Don't let go of Napoleon.
Oh no, the dog's up there too. Oh no.
Someone turn the gravity on real quick.
Hey, Mom, what if I just float away?
Then your father will get you as soon as he manages to get your shoe.
Against your what? Shoes?
Shoes?
Oh, he's reaching for the shoes. He's, I think, stuck on the ceiling. These people are having a real hard time.
I don't think you folks are cut out for space.
Nah, yeah, he's like, I can't even get one shoe. How am I supposed to do anything?
What's her problem? She's just fucking sitting on the grass.
She's waiting for her goddamn father to get your goddamn shoes so you can get the goddamn down.
Why don't you get the shoes if you think you can do it better?
Yeah.
Oh, now that's really lovely.
Oh, isn't
practical,
it?
Too. Just think, materials from space for all kinds of industries back on Earth.
Ooh.
And that's...
Oh. Uh-oh.
We gotta run.
Time for our grandson's
party. You got the runs?
Uh-huh.
We'll catch up later.
What looks like a penis?
That thing right there.
The rocket?
Yep. Penis.
The penis
has
rocket.
Has a tip and everything. Oh, is this where we choose? Maybe.
Which would
possibly?
You prefer? Earth? Space? Or underwater?
Yeah, this is where you choose, I think. Right? It looks like there's three choices. Ah, they're like hologram-y things. Oh, they're on the Skype. In their living room with like three different people. Turn Papa down. Ah, she's reaching out of the TV.
Oh,
it's very scary.
She wants to shake her hand.
How do they do that?
It's like teleporting.
This part's cool.
I don't need to see it three times,
no.
Though.
This videotape could have done without. They could just bring it back and we wouldn't have to do this. Birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Weird how she's just hanging out the TV.
Yeah, why isn't anyone else hanging out? Do these old folks still not understand technology?
Am I here yet?
Don't you think
granddad and his uncle and his cousin.
Uh-huh. We all look the same. We get it.
We get it. Omega Centauri? Is that what you said?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Mesa Verde. Sea Castle Resort. Oh, that's nice. And...
I'm taking Alpha Centauri.
Oh, is Alpha Centauri the rocket?
Omega Centauri? I don't remember what it is.
Oh, Omega Centauri.
It's out of space.
Did we pick? What did we pick? What did we pick?
Out of space!
Countdown. Launch. Go.
Attention, Horizons passengers. You are invited to choose your own flight path back to the future port. Please look down at the lighted panels in front of you.
Pick one.
Press one of the three ride choices.
Touch it.
Space, desert, or undersea. Everyone can choose.
Space.
Majority
space,
rules.
Space.
All passengers, make your selections now.
Yep, you pick space.
Majority rules.
Everybody pick space? Well, it's two people pick space. I don't know how many people can pick. What if it's four? Then it's just like...
Why would you pick... What majority would never pick?
How would you even guess the majority if, like, someone, you know... What if one of each is picked? Oh, here was
it. Doesn't tell you what
you
picked.
Oh, here's the rocket one.
Oh, so we're in space.
Yeah. Oh, it's very Star Wars-y. Whoa, the moon. Oh, watch out. Are we going on the moon? Maybe. Possibly. Nope. Oh, we're going to the space station, maybe.
Yeah, we need to. We need to see some anti-gravity shit going on here.
Horizons, Intercolony, this is Omega Control. Hold for Omega Transport.
Enter. Omega. Oh, is that it?
That
we
was
watch
it.
Desert now?
Now we're going to the desert.
Yes.
Clear for takeoff.
Cleared. Oh, shit. We're going to hit something.
Oh, taking out some cactus. It's
someone's different. Whipping us. I don't know what's going on. Look at the desert farm. All the robots. Oh, shit.
I think the desert farm is the only thing that really isn't...
Viable?
Viable, yeah.
Whoa! Very soaring-y. Oh, there we are. We made it home.
Oh, good. Now let's go in the water.
There we go. Do-do-do! Under the sea.
In space, are very similar.
Yeah, that guy picked it. Alright, let's see the water.
Dive chamber 4 is clear for descent.
We gotta go dive. Oh, here we go.
Taking a swim.
Bloop. Oh, feels like that Star Tours one with Jabba. Not Jabba. Why did I say that? Jar Jar
there.
I hate that one. It's the worst one. I get it like every time. Alright, this is just a bunch of water. There's nothing down here except for the house.
And now we're
home. Hooray! We made it.
Sea Castle.
Oh, what now?
Well, we're almost back from the future.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yes, but one of the nice things about traveling into the future is that the journey's just beginning.
Oh, that's right. Nice.
And I'll tell you something. If we can dream it, we really can do it.
And oh, that's
the most exciting part.
That's a pretty genie sign.
All of us at GE look forward to bringing good things to life for you.
Today, I hope so.
And tomorrow.
Forever.
Now, please take small and children ever. By the hand and watch your step.
Just your kids.
Wait, I want to wait. I want to see this. Ooh, the Omni? Those things look weird.
What are they?
The Omni movers.
They're not moving.
The moving sidewalks are not moving. Right there.
Don't have to say walk the strip if it's not moving.
Imagine if I was in this video and I didn't know it.
Have you ever been on the side?
I think so. I don't remember it. I'm sure I was, though. If it closed at 99, I'd been there 3 times already.
Holy shit.
Ooh!
Well, that's pretty,
pretty
cool.
I wonder if you can touch it. I want to touch it.
I'm sure you can't. People would have been touching it if you could.
Touch it. Just touch it. We bring good things to life. Oh, yeah. Now, I want to see the exit. Yeah, exit. And then I want to see where... So... comes out where Test Track was.
Is that is. Where Test Track was?
Horizon. Well, that was nice. I like that very much. I'm not going to watch the rest of this. But
no, we're not.
That was good. I would rather that be there than most of the Epcot rides.
That's a ride, I think, that if they updated it, it would be quite enjoyable.
I would fast pass that in a heartbeat.
Hell yeah.
I will not fast pass Mission Space they anymore. Should have
more rides.
On
if they have more rides, it'll clear up the wait times.
Yeah. Who the fuck... Like, is anyone going to go on Mission Space, like, just for Disney? Like,
see, the way I see it is, if you have people waiting in lines, they're not spending money.
Yeah, that's true, but they're out of people's way who want to spend money.
What?
Like, sometimes people see a line at the food place or the merchandise, and they're like, fuck it, I don't want it.
Yeah, but if you have more things for all these people to do...
They'll just be moving
then
faster.
Then it'll be faster. Yeah. All the lines will be faster.
Right. Oh, I see what you mean. Because I think Horizons would have a pretty long wait if it came back.
Yeah.
It would need a fast pass. But there's honestly nothing else to fast pass at Epcot. Like, I already have our days planned out, and one of them just says Test Track.
Test Track.
That's it. I don't need to fast pass anything. I then, can go on Spaceship Earth again,
and
but...
And then we fast pass Spaceship Earth and...
Maybe meet characters. I don't even know. I always put the character one on there and never do it.
And Mission Space, even though we never do it.
No, I never put Mission Space on there. It's just a waste of time. Like, I don't want them to even think I want to go on it.
Okay.
Fight the man.
Figment.
Yeah, I don't have to fast pass Figment either.
Yeah, but you have to use your fast passes so you can get new
ones.
No,
you don't. You can use two and then get a new one somewhere else.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. That's why I only pick one or two and then mosey on over to another park.
There's... Epcot really is more of an adult park.
Yeah, but it needs more for us to do besides...
It needs more rides.
Like, yeah, I need breaks in between drinking and
like,
eating.
I love the festivals and whatnot, but yeah. Give me some more rides.
Or even, like, exhibits and stuff. Like, if they had an exhibit on the old stuff, if they had that Millennium thing they used to have, we'll go through that one time, Millennium Village.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, it goes through, like, a bunch of other countries and stuff. It's just, like, you need somewhere for people to go inside, mosey around, maybe buy stuff... Cool off.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, I can't be in the sun for 30 hours straight. Yeah, I don't go to bed. That's how it works.
I mean, we stay in there even when the park closes, and we actually bring in an artificial sun so we can be in the sun for 30 hours straight.
Yeah, exactly. And I just have to be really hot and dying and tired.
But we love it.
Yeah, that's all that matters.
Overall, I really think they should bring back Horizons.
I loved Horizons. I thought I was going to love it, but I really did love it.
I think what they should do is remove Carousel of Progress from Tomorrowland.
Yeah.
Bring it to wherever.
Epcot.
I think it makes more sense
in Epcot.
But bring it to Epcot and pair them up.
Make a little thing. Make a mini Epcot.
I get that
an
people.
An actual experimental prototype community of tomorrow.
I get that the nostalgia factor that Carousel of Progress was like one of the first things.
Yeah, it just doesn't need to be in Magic Kingdom. There's too many attractions as there is
there.
It just, it's weird. It's not tomorrow.
I've never been in the theater when it's been full either, so.
No, never. Even like at the busiest times, it's never been full. And I've never waited in line for it. Makes a good candy stop at Halloween parties, though.
That's about it. And it'll still be a candy stop.
Yeah. I don't even know if you can go on it during the Halloween party. I don't think you can because that stop is there.
No, we couldn't.
Yeah. It's not all rides that you can if the stop is there. God, I hope Tom Sawyer doesn't have Peeps again.
Yeah.
I'll have to look into
that. That was gross. Who eats Peeps for Halloween?
No. I can barely eat them at Easter.
Come on, Disney. Get a better contract with a better candy maker.
Seriously. It was all M&M's and Starburst.
It's all M&M's Mars. Get some Hershey's in
there,
too.
I want Reese's.
Well, that's... Is that
Reese's
Mars?
Number one. Hello.
There weren't any...
I didn't get
that's
any
Hershey's.
Reese's. I got a lot of Snickers, which I don't love.
I
eat
Snickers.
Them, but Milky Way's good. That's fine. Twix are good. Kit Kats. Kit Kats I could go for.
I think those are all Hershey's.
That's what I'm saying. They're not Hershey's. They're all Mars.
I
they're
know,
like
Mars
M&M's,
sucks.
Shit like that. Starburst. And I like Starburst, but I got way too many Skittles.
Speaking of Starburst, I saw there's a prank you can do where you send a bag full of only yellow Starburst to someone.
Oh, that's awful.
Wouldn't it'd
it be
awful
be worse
to get that?
If it was orange for me, but...
Oh, that'd be terrible.
I'd still eat them. I love candy.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. Starburst. I mean, Starbursts are easier than Skittles. I just, I don't know.
I don't like Skittles.
I like sour Skittles. No.
I don't like fruit-based candy.
Oh, I do. I like gummies.
I don't like anything that's really chewy like that.
I do.
Gummy and chewy texture is not my favorite. I
love gummies and sour gummies.
All right, let's get back on topic.
The topic's over, so...
So plug your
All right,
your
so
Shazam.
We're going to Disney this year. We're having the Mouse Rants meetup, Mouse Rants podcast. We are going September 29th, September 30th, and October 1st. We have already made our ADRs, so too bad if you wanted in on them.
You missed out.
You missed out, and you don't
we
get to come.
We gave you plenty of notice.
Yeah. But if you want to like meet us up for any of the events, let me know. If you want to book a trip down there during that time or any other time, email me at jillian@aywvacations.com. I can book more than Disney. I can do Disney Cruise Line, Royal Caribbean, Norwegian, Universal Studios, any hotels or you know whatever accommodations you need, and Adventures by Disney. If anybody books an Adventures by Disney trip with me, I will give you a something special, because that is like a freaking goal of mine, is to book Adventures by Disney. It's a very tough get. It's very expensive depending on where you're going. They go all over the U.S. They go over Europe. They go to Alaska. They go to, I believe, China. There's some Danube River cruises they do. You can really go anywhere, but you know, just contact me and I'll get you some pricing and see if it's doable. It's kind of an all-inclusive tour guide, everything included kind of thing. So if you want to bring Disney where you've never thought Disney would go before, that's a good idea. So
that sounds like a lot of fun.
I'd at least like to get a quote or two out. They also do like, you know, easy stuff. Like they go to Wyoming, they go to California, they do Disneyland. They have like a VIP Disneyland trip that you can get your meals included and everything and the accommodations. Honestly, it's probably just a little more than paying to stay at Grand Californian and all those. So it's something to look into if you're going to Disneyland anyways and you want to get the full experience with like a tour guide and everything.
Or if you're the adventurous type and you just don't think you can get that with Disney.
Yeah.
Do what? It up. You know,
with Disney World.
Yeah.
I agree. I mean, you can go to Tennessee. They have some. They have like a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame thing, I believe. So those are your options. I just wanted to throw that out there because I would love to give someone a actual Adventures by Disney trip. That would be really exciting.
And if you feel like because you missed out on the ADRs for the mm-hmm. Mouse Rants trip, you can still be a part of the Last Man Standing and all the extracurricular activity we're going to do.
Yeah, you'll just sit
you
out.
You just won't be eating with us.
Yeah. But we got all that set up. We're setting up events. We're going to get fast passes and 60 days before that. And so it's all coming together. And then we have some shirts on for sale. I don't think
they're
we've had any.
They're not for sale anymore. Well, they're for sale. They're not on sale.
I said for sale. On for sale, but I said for sale.
Okay.
They're on the website. whatsthispodcast.com/shirts.
Yep.
If anyone has any requests for shirts, we can try to make them. We haven't been good about it so far, but we're working on it.
Yep.
We have a list going. But if anyone has any requests, we can try to make something special for you.
You can follow us on Twitter. What's this pod?
Mm-hmm. Instagram we have up now. I believe we're working some stuff out on there. What's this podcast, I believe.
Probably.
And then we have a page on Facebook if you want to like that. We post everything there.
Yep. Just search for What's This Podcast.
I think that's it.
I believe you are correct.
That'll do it.
All right.
Well, thanks for joining us
thanks
on
for
the
listening.
Horizons. Horizons for you and for me. No, that's not how I'm going to end it.
All right. Well, you better think of something better than that.
All right. Enjoy the little ditty that we have at the end. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye. Children, just a
new home.